Celebrating 15 years of innovative filmmakers and filmmaking, the Woodstock Film Festival has unveiled its lineup of nearly 150 films, panels, and events, screening Wednesday, October 15th through Sunday, October 19th in Woodstock, New York, and the neighboring towns of Rhinebeck, Saugerties, Kingston, and Rosendale. The festival, which is featuring 22 world premieres, 5 North American premieres, 2 U.S. premieres, 18 East Coast premieres, and 21 New York premieres. Very cool. Here are just a few of the headliners: Darren Aronofsky, Jennifer Connelly, Courtney Cox, Steve Earle, and David Broza, and Tony Kushner, just to name a few. The Woodstock Film Festival's co-founder and executive director, Myra Blaustein, joins us this morning in Studio A for a preview of all of the cool stuff that will be happening in Woodstock and the environs beginning the 15th of October. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. I'm, like I said, crazy, but pretty good. How about you?
We're doing fine, and very nice as always to have you with us and to talk about the cool events that'll be taking place at the film festival beginning on the 15th. So let us start with, first of all, 15 years. So that's a milestone. That's very cool.
It's definitely a milestone, and I can tell you that 15 years ago, I don't think that we could see that far, let alone expect it to be lasting for that long. So it's pretty amazing to be standing here, or sitting here, as a matter of fact, right now, here with you, and realizing that we have been doing it for 15 times, and hopefully we still have many more years to go. But the festival has grown, I would say leaps and bounds is maybe putting it mildly. It has grown dramatically. And I mean, this year alone, which I think is pretty indicative to the festival's standing in the filmmaking community, 99% of the films have all the filmmakers, cast, producers, editors, cinematographers, everybody and their mother coming to the festival from all over the world, by the way. People are flying in from Denmark, from the Faroe Islands, from Israel, from Australia, as well as from right here in the Hudson Valley. So Woodstock and the region is going to be just teeming with filmmakers and films, and it's going to be pretty amazing.
It is, as we said, it all begins on the 15th. So let us talk about some of the highlights. Yes. Obviously, we can't get everything in the time that we have, although we would direct you to woodstockfilmfestival.com, where there's a complete schedule of all of the events. So let us talk a little bit about the kickoff event and then what will follow.
Okay. So we have had a tradition in the past few years to kick off the festival with a film that has to do with music and also social responsibility, and follow that with a live music event. So we're kicking it off with a film called, and that's a world premiere, by the way, of East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. And it's featuring David Broza, who's Israel's number one musicians and activist, as well as American Steve Earle and Palestinian musicians. And it's all about harmony and trying to really find peaceful solutions to a very difficult part of the world and difficult situation through music. So music as a bridging voice for for peace and understanding. So the film is going to be shown at the Woodstock Playhouse, beautiful venue, and then David Broza as well as Steve Earle will perform live, and it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yeah, it sounds really, really cool. David Broza will be on the show, I talked to him last week, and it all sounds amazing.
He's an incredible person. I'm so thrilled that he's coming. And Steve Earle, as you know, is an incredible musician, so I think it's going to be a wonderful event, not just musically, but also in terms of all the political implications that it has. And the film is really beautiful, so it'll be a great event.
So, and then all the films will start, and things will get crazy. And so where would you like to begin there? Let's start with some of the narratives of what will be happening.
I'm going to crisscross around the whole...
Whatever you wish.
program, if you don't mind, and just let the, you know, Free Association go
okay.
wild here. So I want to jump to Saturday night and talk a little bit about our award ceremony, because you mentioned some of the people who are participating in the awards. Darren Aronofsky and Jennifer Connelly being some, but also Natalie Portman is flying in from Los Angeles, and she and Jennifer Connelly together will be presenting the Honorary Maverick Award to Darren Aronofsky, who's thrilled, by the way. So two of his top leading ladies are going to be by his side, celebrating with him. So, and hopefully among all the filmmakers and industry who are going to be at the event, also many of our of your audience, your listening audience, yes. will attend as well. It's going to be great. And that's Saturday evening at the festival. And gosh, I mean, we have so many world premieres. We have the highest number of world premieres at the festival, and those are both narratives and documentaries. So if we start with documentaries, which often are the more, you know, if you go to a film festival, and I always say, you know, just sample a little bit of everything from what you know and from what you have no idea about, other than it sounds interesting. Because believe me, those films that don't have the stars driving them have the stories and have the creativity, have the talent that's driving them. So I would definitely urge people to go see those. So for instance, Down in Shadowland, which is a documentary, but Tom DiCillo, who is really one of the most respected and talented independent filmmakers around, he's been doing films with Steve Buscemi and his likes for many years, and has had all his films in Sundance. Well, Down in Shadowland is a film that he has taken 5 years in the making, himself, one man, one camera, one editing table. And he went down to the subways in New York City for full 5 years with a little camera. Nobody knew what he was doing. Nobody had an idea that he was filming them. And what he created is this amazing tapestry as you go down, so like the steps of hell of the New York subway stations. And it's really it's a poem and an art piece about humanity, and it's so beautiful. And of course, Tom will be here to talk at great length, actually, about his film. Another film that I want to talk about, which is going to have its US premiere, is another documentary called A Snake Gives Birth to a Snake. And that's really about South Africa and, you know, Yuma Sakela, who is the preeminent and legendary jazz musician from South Africa.
Yep.
He has done all the score for the film, and it's live scoring. And he's coming to the festival, and he's going to be here, and we'll do a panel, a music and film panel, as well as do the Q&A here for the film. And the film is amazing. It's very moving, and I highly recommend that people come see it. Another film that, and that's going to be the last documentary that I want to mention, but I think it's so interesting because, you know, everything that has to do with the internet these days is just fascinating and also really important to our lives. And net neutrality has become something yes. very important. Tim Wu, who recently challenged, you know, ran for lieutenant governor,
right.
He's the man who coined the term net neutrality. The film Killswitch is about him and about people like him. It's about, you know, it's all about the internet is under attack and people trying to figure out how to deal with all of that. And it's really featuring, you know, Aaron Swartz and Edward Snowden. Aaron Swartz, unfortunately, has lost his life because he was under attack because of his the breakthrough that he did with the internet neutrality and Edward Snowden, as you know, had to flee the country. So it's really all about that, and it will help you figure out everything that has to do with internet and what you need to know and where it's going. So, and the filmmakers are out of Canada and they're both flying in for the festival. And one of them is going to also participate in a panel called Impact Filmmaking, which is all about the power of film and what it takes to make a film that will not only affect you as you're watching it, but also will make a difference in the world, in our lives. So that's going to be a great panel, and he's going to be one of the panelists.
Excellent. All right.
Want to talk about the narratives?
Let's talk about... Now back to my question. Sure, yes, let's talk about narratives.
Okay, all right. So let's choose. Let's see. What am I going to choose? There's so many great.
Let me know when you need me, Mayra. Okay. I'm here.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what do I want? Because I love them all. But here is a film that's going to is so sort of remote, but it's so incredibly beautiful at the same time. It's called Arwad. It takes place in a small island in Syria, off the coast of Syria, and it's about a Syrian person who comes back. He's been living in Montreal. He comes back to that island off the coast of Syria after his mother dies, and he's torn between his wife and his mistress. He comes there with his mistress, and among this amazingly beautiful scenery, serious drama evolves, and it's sort of part detective story, part drama, part, and really all about ultimately relationship. And while the background is just so stunningly beautiful, so I highly recommend Arwad.
Okay,
and let me just choose one or two more films. Oh, Eat With Me. How about that? Eat With Me. I saw back in the LA Film Festival in the beginning of the summer, and it's going to have its New York premiere here. It's part, we have at the festival, we have a few focuses at the festival, one of which is a focus on women in film, another is a focus on music in film, and the one I'm talking about now is LGBTQ, gay and lesbian filmmaking. And we have a good number of gay-themed films. Eat With Me is one of them. It's really the only narrative, though. The others are documentaries, and they're great. Eat With Me is about, it's an Asian community. It's about this young man who never really came out to his family, and he's dealing with his sexuality, and he's dealing also with making a living in his restaurant, while his mother, who was very removed from him, cannot stay with her husband anymore, and she appears at her son's apartment unannounced, and they try to make life together work somehow. And within all of that, and with a lot of cooking and a lot of food and a lot of music, dramatic relationship ensues, and it all ends pretty well. So those are some of the another one, I guess, that I could mention. And God, there's so many. Patrick's Day is one of my many favorite films, and it's a film that's coming from Ireland, and the Irish filmmakers, the actor, the director, the producer, they're all flying in from Ireland for this. And it's a little bit like, I guess, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, mm-hmm. but with a much more intimate view and approach. But it's stunning. The acting is amazing. The cinematography is one of the best I've seen in a long time. It's the struggles of a young person with some mental challenges, at least as perceived by the outside world, and his attempt to find love, his attempt to free himself from his mother, his attempt to free himself. Period. And you keep on going from his point of view to the outside world point of view, back and forth, and it's very dramatic and beautiful, and it's honestly a great film. So, yeah, those are just a very few of the amazing films at the festival.
Again, you can find out the full schedule by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com, woodstockfilmfestival.com. We have exactly a minute and a half left. So in that time, let's talk about some
panels.
Of the panels and other special events. Yes, the panels are very exciting, some big names, very cool things happening.
Yes, we have really amazing panels. And within a minute, I can just throw out there two panels about writing. One is From Novel to the Screen. And like you said, Tony Kushner is going to be one of the panelists on that, and
very exciting.
I'm really thrilled, and I think he also there's going to be a book selling involved, and book signing involved. And the other is Ron Nicewander, who used to live in the Hudson Valley. He's now in LA writing Ray Donovan, and he's also writing right now for a film that's being shot with Julianne Moore and I forget, Ellen Page. And that's an adaptation from a short film that was called Free Held. Ron is coming to talk about the difference, because he wrote for film and because he's now writing for television. He's going to really talk about the difference between writing for 120 minutes to 100 to 12 hours. And so he's really going to open our eyes for that. And, you know, that Courtney Cox is going to be on a panel about for women in film. And Darren Aronofsky is going to do a very rare conversation just with him. He hardly ever gives public speaking. So it's very rare. We also have, like I mentioned before, a film about, you know, impact filmmaking, the power of film, and can it change the world? And also there's a really great panel about casting. So we have, you know, the casting director of the show, Louis, is going to be on it, just among others, as well as the actress, Melissa Leo. Great panels.
Very, very good stuff. We have, there's a lot to talk about. We're out of time, but let us send you to WoodstockFilmFestival.com for more information. WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Meyer Blasting, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck. Happy 15th.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great time.
See you on the 16th.
Enjoy it. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.